Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
It's the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. With me, Lindsay Perry. I'm Brad Brown. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Lindsay, the next question's a fairly lengthy one, but I think it's definitely one that a lot of people are asking, and we're going to get into some specifics, but I think the general questions are probably ones that people would want to hear the answers to, and it comes through from Elton Shapiro, who is in the States. Elton said he was thrilled to finish his first Comrades this year. He ran an 11:27. Well done, Elton. That's fantastic. He says his goal, however, was to obtain a bronze, so a sub-11. He followed your bronze medal program on the Comrades website. He did two marathons. He ran a 4:27 in the beginning of Feb, and he ran a 4:30 at the end of March. He did a 55K training run on the 18th of April, so they were all well spaced out. He ran about 1,400 kilometers the whole of 2013, so he's got a bit of experience under his belt. He also, in the build-up to Comrades from the 1st of Jan to the 31st of May, did almost 1,100 kilometers. He said he was having a great race until about 38, 40 kilometers to go when he started cramping. He says, you remember having to walk and a decent amount into Drummond. His plan was to be at Drummond at around 5. He was following Don Oliver's pacing chart, and he came in 5:22 through halfway. He drank and ate well and even began running sort of walking strategy very early on. He walked 2 or 3 times within the first hour. He took a cramp block product, but since 40Ks, he had those intermittent cramps which really slowed him down, and he was forced to walk a lot. He felt great besides the cramps, and he knew he could have done better on the day. Elton's question is as follows. Should he be doing more longer, slower runs, i.e. more 42s and ultras in the build-up to Comrades? Are there dietary considerations that sort of will prevent cramping? He's asking, is the high-fat, low-carb sort of diet the way to go? And the interesting thing there, and I'll pop the links in here, I asked Prof Noakes that exact question, if the high-carb, high-fat, low-carb diet prevents cramps, and the prof says no. That's the short answer. So you can listen to that as well. And he also wanted to know, are the cramps genetic? And he's done a little bit of reading on the whole sodium magnesium electrolyte sort of solution, that it's a misnomer. What's the best way to sort of go forward from here and prevent those cramps in the future?
Look, it's a long question with a very simple answer. He went too fast in the first half. So I am also a bit nonplussed about why someone would follow a program so well all the way to the race and then elect to follow someone else's advice on race day strategy. But yeah, that's the short answer. Aiming to go through halfway on the down run in 5 hours really means that you're targeting a 10 to a 10:15 race. Based on his marathon times, he probably should have been targeting a 10:30 to 10:45, probably closer to 10:45. And he would have certainly only started cramping much, much later in the race had he done so, because his legs wouldn't have been so fatigued. And essentially, cramping is ultimately a function of fatigue. There are a few individuals where, you know, some dietary intervention can improve, but for the most part, it is being shown fairly conclusively, as conclusively as one can in science, that cramp is from a fatigue model. So he just overdid it. And that could come down to many factors, but if we look at the number of kilometers he ran, if we look at the marathons that he ran, if we look at the ultra that he ran, in those three races, the only mistake he perhaps made was that he went a bit hard in the second marathon. So running a couple of minutes slower over a marathon doesn't constitute a training run, constitutes another race. But because he only did the three runs of 42 or longer and he spaced them out, that shouldn't have compromised his race in any way. His mistake, pure and simple, too fast through halfway.
Brilliant stuff. And yeah, Elton, I mean, I feel for you because I did exactly the same thing the previous down run. Went through halfway way too fast, exactly what Lindsay said. Took Lindsay's advice up to the race and then took my brother's advice on race day, which wasn't my finest moment. I've learned my lesson. We're back again tomorrow for another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Thank you for listening and thanks for getting your questions in. Get to AskCoachPerry.com to get it in right now.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.